Welcome to Your Family Dog, a podcast dedicated to helping families love living with dogs. Here are your hosts, Julie Fudge-Smith and Colleen Pilar.
Welcome to Your Family Dog, a podcast about learning to love living with dogs. I'm Julie Fudge-Smith, and I'm here with Colleen Pilar. And today, we're going to talk about choosing a name for your dog. Seems like a pretty simple thing, and it is, but are there any rules for naming dogs? Have you ever known a dog named Fido? What are common names and what are uncommon names? And what are you thinking about when you're naming your dog? So, Colleen, do you have any rules for naming dogs?
I don't have any rules, but I have heard rules. I have definitely heard people who have very strong opinions.
Absolutely.
On how a dog should be named. And the most common rules that I've heard are that the name should be two syllables. And if we think about a lot of our really common dog names, they are two syllables.
Yes.
And then I've also heard that it should end with a vowel. Particularly O's are good. Like Bingo, those tend to be great dog names. And they are great dog names, but I don't think that dog names have to fit within that requirement. One thing for a dog name that you always need to be thinking about is how easy it is for you to say and how you will be saying it. You know,
correct.
So that if your dog has this ridiculously long name, then are you actually going to use all that or are you going to shorten it? You know, I really don't have a problem with that either, as long as we train the dog to respond to both.
I agree. The other rule I've heard is never have a name that ends in an S because you'll sound like a snake hissing at your dog. And I was like, okay, except how often do you say yes? And the dog just doesn't get upset. So I'm not too worried about my dog mistaking me for a snake.
I hadn't heard that rule.
Yeah, I heard that one several times. And I'm never quite sure what to say to that, except that I really don't think my dog thinks I'm a snake. I think he kind of knows the difference between the thing that wiggles into his pond and me. So we'll see. Have you ever known a dog named Fido?
I haven't. I think it's so funny when people talk about Fido and Rover and, like, you know, if you're just coming up with a generic dog name, it seems like those two are the ones we go to. And I've had one Rover in 25 years of training dogs and no Fidos. A couple of dogs named Dog, which I personally find a little bit sad, but no Fidos. How about you? Have you had a Fido or a Rover?
Yes, we had a Fido who lived behind us for several years, and he was a little loved Fido. He was a great little Jack Russell Terrier, and we have a retaining wall between us and our neighbors, and they're above the retaining wall. So Fido would prance back and forth along the top of the retaining wall going at my dogs. And then every once in a while he'd slip and he'd fall off the retaining wall into the mulch. And then he would kind of go, oh, sorry, didn't mean anything I said on the wall. Would you mind putting me back up there? So we'd put him back up and he'd shake off and then he'd go, So I loved Fido. He was a great dog. And I think I had another Fido, and both have been here in Granville. So I find that kind of interesting. But other than that, no, I haven't met. I've never met a Rover. So, yeah, we always.
It is interesting that those are the two names that we sort of use as our go-tos.
Yes.
For generic dog names, and yet they're really not common at all.
No, they're not. And I don't know why that is. There's something cultural about it. I would be interesting to find out the etiology on those names, but it's not at the tip of my tongue. So I found that probably like kids' names, dogs' names cycle between common and uncommon names.
Oh, absolutely.
I must have a zillion Abbeys and Jacks. And
Gus, Daisy,
yes. A lot of Gus's, a lot of Daisies. You'll have Jack, but you don't have John. Nobody names their dog a formal name. It's always an informal name. Mm-hmm. I've never, you know, met one named Charles.
No, Michael.
Mike.
But we get Mikey.
And Charlie.
Dog named Mikey.
And
yeah,
Charlie. A lot. So there's something informal about dogs, except for those of us who have purebreds whose dogs are registered. And then I absolutely do not understand registration names. People have tried to explain them to me over the years, but I'm very dense when it comes to how these things work. My dog Bingley, his breeder, was very kind about naming things, and she said, look, he's from the D litter, so all I have requires that his name begin with D. So he was Victory's Dear Mr. Bingley. And I never called him Victory's Dear Mr. Bingley. I just didn't go out in the backyard and shout, hey, Victory's Dear Mr. Bingley, get over here. It just didn't roll off the tongue. But his name Bingley did. I called him Bingley a lot. And one time when I took him to MedVet for something, and they had him down as Mr. Bingley. So we're in the room, and the nurse comes in to take him in the back. And she goes, come on, mister. And I said, just his name's Bing. You can call him Bingley or Bing. She looked at me and said, let's go, mister. She kept calling him mister the whole time, which I thought was kind of unusual.
It's sort of funny. We had a dog that was reminding me a couple years ago named Sir Winston. Sir Winston, and he was a miniature schnauzer, and he had attitude. And he came with this most elegant couple ever. And the man always had like a fedora on and a long coat, and he'd come to class and he'd say, Sir Winston, come. And Sir Winston would not come. And he was just awful, and I kept going, we're making it fun, we're having a good time, come on, here, Winston. And his dog would come, and you know. And so one week they're in class and he says, Sir Winston, come. And the dog doesn't come. And his wife elbows him and she says, you have to do it. And his whole body crumples. And he looks at me and he looks at her. And then he goes, Winnie! And that little schnauzer bolted across the room. And it's like, Winnie! Oh, okay. Sir Winston called. He was the most elegant man. I mean, he just was so, I mean, dapper was like defining this man. So, he would have a dog named Sir Winston. And I always loved him.
Oh, I love that name. I knew a dog once whose name was General. He was a golden retriever. And they always referred to him as the General. The General needs to go out. Mm-hmm. And I think the General would like his dinner now. So they never called him General. They always referred to him as the General in the third person, which I also thought was kind of funny. But I love that Winston story. That made my day.
Yeah, so, General Washington, who was called General Washington.
It was a burner.
He was a burner. Yeah.
I was there at the time. I loved that dog.
I was thinking he might be back when you were there. And then they got Patsy, which is apparently Martha Washington's nickname. So it was General Washington and Patsy, which I did not know Martha Washington went by Patsy, but now I do.
I didn't
History
know that either.
History lessons to compliance.
That's right. I thought they named her after Patsy Cline. That's what I thought. But
no, those names were a pair, like Vicky and Lucy and Lucy and Ethel and all the other pairs that we get.
I just had a client who had Ricky, Lucy, and Ethel.
Oh, all of them.
All of them. Yes. And
then, Fred? Are they getting Fred?
No. We were having enough problems with Ethel. and if you remember from the series, Ethel and Fred did not like each other in real life. Vivian Vance did not like him at all. But anyway, so I was like, no, let's see if we can work through Ethel's issues before we add in Fred. But that I'm sure that would have been the next one. I've also had, I think I had a Samson and Goliath once.
Uh-huh.
Which I was not all that wild about because those can have some somewhat deleterious sort of connotations. One thing that I love is I love when people name their dog for something that's important to them. Like I had a client whose dog's name was Bootsy. And Bootsy was named for their favorite jazz singer. And so they used something they had discovered together when I think they were dating, and then they got, they named their dog Bootsy. So they just adored her, not just because Bootsy was delightful, but I think partly is the name enhanced the relationship. And I think that's really important. Mr. Bingley, I love Pride and Prejudice. And so I named him for Mr. Bingley. And I used to tell people when he was a puppy that he was as handsome as Mr. Darcy. He was as happy as Mr. Bingley and as devious as Mr. Wickham. And his crate was called Netherfield, which was Bingley's home in Pride and Prejudice. So I used to say, oh, Bingley, off to Netherfield. And he'd run and get in his crate. So, I mean, there were certain fun things you can do with that with a name that you really love.
Right. It is nice when they have some sort of personal connection. Years ago, I had never heard of ska music. And I had a dog named Ska. I always ask if your dog has an unusual name, you know, how'd your dog get that name? And they were like, oh, we love ska music. And I'm like, okay. And then one of our trainers at All About Dogs, her husband was in aviation. And so their dogs were named for pilots, planes, right. Sabre and Mig. And I like that kind of family connection. My dog Edzo is actually named for Pittsburgh Penguins coach Eddie Olczyk. And Eddie Olczyk's nickname was Edzo. There was no actual intention for me to ever name a dog Edzo. But when I wrote my book, Living with Kids and Dogs, each chapter has a different age of kids. Uh-huh. And I came up with a breed that had the same letter. So elementary school had an Elkhound. And I alternated male and female. So the elementary school dog was male. So I needed a male name. And I asked my husband, you know, I'll come up with an E name for a dog. And he was like, Edzo. I'm like, that's weird. And so I throw it in the book, the male Elkhound named Edzo. And then 3 years later, a male Elkhound, not named Edzo, came into our office looking to be adopted. And I was like, ooh, that might be fate. If I were to adopt a male Elkhound, he has to be Edzo. It's the only name Jack contributed to the book, and he's such a Pittsburgh Pirate fan. So Edzo is for little Eddie Olczyk.
Well, I think that's great. The other thing I think is great, too, is because I don't know. My husband happens to adore dogs, but I know an awful lot of trainers. I'm not saying this about your husband, whose husbands tolerate their wives' passions for dogs, don't necessarily participate. So I kind of think the whole thing about allowing them to name the next dog or to be somehow involved in that is a great way to set everybody up for success, because now that person is invested in the dog, whereas they might not have been otherwise. And I'm not saying that about your husband, but it just reminded me of the fact that
it is true about my husband. That's our little secret. Everybody knows. It's the open secret. It is crazy to think that I have a husband who's not insanely wild about dogs. I don't know how that happened, but that's how it happened. He's tolerant of them, and he knows they're part of his life as long as I'm part of his life. But his perfect world, he never envisioned it, including dogs. But it does, lucky man. It does include dogs, and it always will.
Yes. Well, I am very fortunate because my husband does share passions for dogs. And I've always felt I was very grateful for that. So when it came, like, for example, to naming his dog Buckley, it was completely up to him. But he happens to be a lawyer whose specialty is campaign finance and election law. And one of the probably definitive cases in election law is Buckley v. Vallejo. So that's how Buckley got his name. He was named for a lawsuit. Well, and the person who brought the lawsuit, which was James Buckley. So things like that. So it just made, you know, just it was very endearing to have that as sort of an overlap of one part of your life to another.
Yes. Now I'm picturing him out in the backyard yelling Buckley v. Vallejo while you're yelling, what victories, dear Mr.
Yes.
That Smith family is so odd. Do you hear them?
What are they shouting about? One of the things that I do, and I mentioned a bit earlier, is I do like to avoid names that could be a negative connotation to your dog, such as Chaos or Killer or named after one of the really awful
Cujo.
Yeah. Right. Because
Menace.
Innis?
Menace.
Oh, Menace. I'm like,
yeah,
Innis? Did
Menace.
You not like somebody named Innis?
No.
Right. Or if some of the awful, like, Roman emperors, which I've run into a few of those. And it doesn't have to necessarily color the way in which you look at your dog. But I think oftentimes it does. And the other thing is I also think it makes it much more difficult for the owner to feel as though the dog is trainable. Because he's got this name. He's got this Chaos. How can I train Chaos? And so even if, you know, the name was labeled as a joke, I think it sets you up for an entire way of looking at your dog that I'm not sure sets you or the dog up for success. So
right. Right. Because we want names to be endearments. We want names to be your best side, you know, like what we love about you kind of thing, that the name brings joy to your mind when you think of it. And chaos doesn't really bring joy to my mind, or killer or Cujo or any of those. So, you know, the names that just make you smile tend to be the really wonderful ones.
But I also agree that you had mentioned earlier about, remember, how are you going to use it? Because one of the things I think about the poor man having to say, Winnie! think of a name that you don't mind saying in public.
Mm-hmm.
Or you don't mind calling, you know. I had a friend whose dog's name was Honey. And I got to tell you, the husband hated going out in the yard yelling for Honey. It just, like, really set him off the wrong way. So he just yelled, dog.
Okay. I might have found a middle ground there. But that's an interesting thought. I hadn't really thought about the discomfort of yelling honey in one's backyard. But
if
that is something that's going to bother you, that is certainly something to take into account. Because, yes, you do need to be comfortable saying your dog's name and communicating with your dog and not being embarrassed by that. I also don't really have a problem if, you know, you are with someone who has named their dog something froofy that you don't want to yell in your backyard, that you come up with a nickname or a fun word that just means come, you know?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So you don't have to call Honey. You could just have a magic word that means cookies are appearing by the back door now.
Yes. Oh, speaking of which, Zuzu, this is my new dog, Zuzu. And the reason I named her that is because It's a Wonderful Life is my absolute favorite movie and has been since I was about 9 years old. And I just love the name Zuzu. I think it's just really funny. And so somebody looked at me and said, oh, is she your Zuzu's Petals? And I went, yeah, she's kind of my Zuzu's Petals.
Zuzu's a great name. You know, what's interesting is I've had a bunch of dogs named Zuzu. And in It's a Wonderful Life, there's like 4 kids, right? I have no idea what the other children's names are. But Zuzu is the one that has stuck with us. And it is the one that people sort of gravitate toward as a special, sweet, adorable thing. So I think Zuzu's a terrific name for your dog.
Oh, well, thank you. She came with the name Sweet Pea, but I found myself sort of tripping over it all the time, saying Sweet Pea. It just didn't roll off the tongue, and Zuzu held such a special spot in my heart for me. And I just kind of thought I wanted to give her a name that was special for her and I. Now, I thought about naming her Dory from Finding Nemo, because she's a real groaner, and she sounds like she's speaking whale, just like Dory. But I hesitated on that, because I thought that there could be some negative connotations with that. So as funny as that character is, she's also very spacey, and she's very flighty. And while Zuzu is a young dog who has some needs to learn to focus more, I didn't want to brand her as being completely flighty.
Right.
So that was another reason why I decided not to go with Dory, but to go with Zuzu, which just evokes sort of sweetness and light, which is what I want for her.
Sometimes I have clients who come with a dog who was given a name that they don't particularly like, and they're not comfortable with the idea of changing it. And I think it's okay to change a dog's name. I mean, the first thing I say to people is, you know, do you have a nickname for anyone in your life? You know, do you have somebody you call Honey? Do you have somebody you call anything other than the name that they were given at birth? And they're like, well, yeah, sure, of course. I'm like, well, do they answer? Well, yeah. Okay, so we can have different names for different relationships. But another thing to be really aware of is if that dog came from another home and had that name, how do we think the name was said in the previous home? So if the dog's name is, you know, Coco, and all the dog ever heard was, Coco, Coco, off the couch, Coco, no, Coco, you know, do you want to keep Coco or do you want to switch to something else? So I think that there can be a real value to starting fresh with a nice name that cements your relationship. And I think it's totally fine, but it is something people worry about because, you know, quite frankly, if someone decided that my name were going to be changed, I would have a little bit of identity complex about that. So I can see why people think that. But I also think when we're just sort of establishing that this is a nice word that means you, it's right. okay to change them.
I agree with you completely, and I often encourage owners to do that, especially if they really don't like the name the dog came with. It's like, then you are not going to like, it's going to affect how you see the dog. So change it to a name that you like. And I also, for exact same reasons, and I will tell people, I said, and you know what? A lot of dogs will have multiple names. I was just thinking, yeah. you know, like Bingley was Bing or Bing Boo or Bingers or Bingle Ringers or what the heck. You know, that was, like, and when he was a puppy, it was no Bingy. And there was one time as an adult, I said, oh, no Bingy. And he looked at me like, but that was my puppy name. I didn't do anything wrong this time. So yeah, remember that you can have, your dog can have a lot of names as well. I mean, Zuzu, I've only had her 2 weeks, and she's Zuzles and Zuzus and Zoos and all kinds of things. So
yeah,
very confused identity, but she's living through it.
So I think for people, the big things to think about for names are that it's personally meaningful to you, that you like it, that it makes you happy, the sound of it makes you happy, and that it doesn't have any sort of connotations that would cause friction in your relationship with the dog. And then other than that, whatever you like. You know, I once had a client who named his dog after a brand of muffler. I don't remember the exact name. It was something with a B. It was like Porsche or something. But he remodeled cars, and he thought those were the best mufflers, and it sounded like a good dog name to him. And I was like, great. It's a wonderful name. It's not a great name for my dog. It's a great name for your dog.
That's right.
So that's the thing. When you're choosing a name, you know, it doesn't have to be the best name for all of our dogs. It has to be the best name for your dog.
That's right. And, you know, I also think it's okay. Like, Zuzu lived with us for about 4 days before I came up with Zuzu. I think it's okay to, you know, live with the dog for a while and have the name come to you. I don't think see any problem with that at all. I don't think that the instant you pick the dog up, you have to give it a name, especially if it comes with a name, I think. And if you give it a name and decide you don't like it, you know what? You can change it, too. These things are all changeable. So I think that that's about all we have to say about names for dogs.
I think so.
It's a fun topic, and maybe it's pertinent because, of course, the holiday season is coming up, and there might be puppies coming home for Christmas, so give some people an idea about how to name their dogs.
Yes.
Okay. Well, thanks, Colleen. I guess we'll see you next week, and remember that if you have any questions or concerns or ideas or anything you'd like to share with us, we would love to hear from you, and you can call us at 614-349-1661 or leave us an email on our website, which is yourfamilydogpodcast.com. See you next week.
See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Your Family Dog. Got questions? Interesting ideas? Colleen and Julie would love to hear them. Call 614-349-1661 or visit www.yourfamilydogpodcast.com to share your thoughts.
If you enjoyed our show, please tell a friend about it. We'd love to reach people who feel as we do, that life is better with a dog.